do your interrupter rituals, and stay on your soul's path. Interrupter rituals. In my book, Answering Your Inner Calling, that's what I called those moments of soul connection that you do throughout the day to ensure that you wake up, spiritually that is, and stay tuned into your soul's love and guidance. When I was writing my book, reflecting on what I felt were the most important practices to connect with your soul in order to evolve your career, it was very clear that daily soul connection rituals were essential. I realized that in order to have an ongoing and consistent conversation with your soul, you needed to interrupt the various ways you get pulled away from your natural soul connection. I say natural because in reality, receiving from your soul is meant to be natural, but for various reasons, we have made it more difficult than it need be. So whether you get distracted by the endless to-do list or by the various needs of the people around you, it is essential that you have a practice where you intentionally return to your soul. Of course, it's important to remember that your soul never leaves you, but it's your awareness, your ability to receive not only its guidance, but your soul's unconditional love is what wavers. It takes practice, and yes, discipline, as in being a disciple to your soul, to stay aligned with your truth. For those of you who are feeling called to evolve your careers, this ongoing soul connection is essential. You must recognize that when you are evolving your career, you are on a journey of revealing more of yourself, of not playing it safe anymore, of really showing others what you came here to do. This makes you quite vulnerable and tender and leads to true authenticity, which is quite powerful and so needed in the world right now. Of course, fear will come up, and because of this, self-sabotage is common. This is normal and to be expected, which is why you absolutely need to lean into your soul's compassion and love even more as you take this journey. Interrupter rituals are a simple way to do this. They are short and practical. Think about 1 to 3 minutes each. Your clear intention of connecting with your soul and committing to these rituals every day, several times a day, 3 times a day is a good beginning, is what will make this practice transformative. To be clear, the interrupter rituals are separate from any meditation practice you might already be doing. Remember, they take very little time, but they make a huge impact. They are simple, but not necessarily easy because of all of the resistance that can come up from within you. And this resistance is because as much as you might want to really shine your light, there is also fear inside. You know, as Marianne Williamson said in her very popular poem, it is our light that scares us the most. But there is no judgment in that. Just expect it. Just know that that is a normal path of the journey. So my dears, back to the interrupter rituals. You can do this. I have so much faith in you, and more importantly, your soul has faith in you. I invite you to listen to the guided meditation below and receive some information, some guidance on what these rituals can look like for you. And then most important of all, just start. Don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze. Don't make this more complicated. You don't need a special cushion or any special materials. You just need to start. Begin. The world needs you. Your soul needs you. And I guarantee you that this will bring you so much joy and peace. Blessings, Lisa.